request.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Chris Peterson, your finance officer for the South Dakota Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Mr. Chairman, absolutely correct. We have two items for you today. One information item related to the code of conduct and one action item for a license list request that snuck in just under the wire here that we've provided you all on your tables. It didn't make it into the book, but we've got separate copies there for you. Mr. Chairman, to talk about the code of conduct a little bit, we've got a couple pages in your book listed as page 5, right behind the minutes that you just recently adopted, called the Code of Conduct and Conflict of Interest Policy for Use by State Authority, Board, Commission, and Committee Members. Mr. Chairman, the document might look fairly familiar to all of you, and indeed it is, almost identical to versions of this document I think we've probably provided to you two times before. Just a short amount of history. In 2017, the legislature in their action was looking to adopt something that required boards and commissions similar to yours, the State Fair Commission, the State Conservation Commission, the High School Activities Association, those type of statutorily established boards, commissions, authorities, associations in state government in South Dakota, looking for them to just basically certify, or the way the statute reads, adopt language that talks about a code of conduct. As you all very familiar with, we do some conflict of interest disclosures already at the start of each meeting, and this was just kind of a follow-up piece of legislation to give basically members, commission members, association members, board members, some general guidance. And that's what this document does. I think maybe the last time we might have provided it would have been maybe at our May commission meeting out in Custer State Park, but the executive branch of state government, with some of the staff attorneys for agencies and some staff attorneys for some of our other boards and commissions in South Dakota, have been working through this document over the last year to get the language basically to a point where they have adopted it through those channels, and are looking for boards and commissions to now go out and adopt something, either this document itself or something very similar, which is referenced as I get into the document itself, even under the purpose statement, the underlined portion there where it talks about a board may add provisions or modify this document as you so choose. And the document itself just talks about some general guidance for conflict of interest on the first page. The second page gets into the contractual considerations where there may be a conflict of interest and disclosure. Those are the things that you already do in practice before every meeting. There's a short section on retaliation that's kind of like your whistleblower provisions. There's anti-harassment and discrimination policies. And then on the back page, just the provisions about not disclosing any confidential information or reporting violations, those kind of things. So some standard language. I think you've all probably seen it once or twice over. But knowing that it's in final form right now, Mr. Chairman, what we thought we'd do is give it to you one last time, let all of you take a look at it, feel free to review it over the next month. Any questions you may have, feel free to contact myself and our staff attorney, John Katilnik. We can answer those questions. If you want to make revisions, we can assist in making those revisions to the document and probably come back to you next month. And if everyone's comfortable, we'll do what the state requires, and we'll just have you take a vote and adopt a conflict of interest and code of conduct.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I could just add.
Sure.
John Katilnik, staff attorney. Just to kind of expand a little bit about what Chris talked about, I think this is a great policy. Currently what we have in statute primarily deals with conflicts of interest as they pertain to contracts. And, you know, obviously you guys as a commission don't deal a whole lot with contracts. What this policy does is they articulate three specific areas that you guys as a commission deal with on a everyday basis. And if you look through it, it's the first two pages talking about administrative actions, and that would just be simple things from what we saw earlier is granting additional paydays for work done outside the normal scope of your duties. to quasi-judicial actions. That would be our contested case hearings. And then they finally identify quasi-legislative actions, which would be our rulemaking procedures. So they have paragraphs throughout that this policy that talk about when there is a potential conflict of interest. So I just advise you guys to take a look at those paragraphs and see if that language fits your needs. And as Chris mentioned, if you feel like you need to tweak it to meet specifically this commission's mission or tailor it to more certain terms of how you guys operate, please feel free to do so. But I feel like this is a good policy because, you know, what we have now is more contractual based, even though I know we bring out conflicts of interest and outside of the contract world. But this is at least something that's on paper now that we have something to point to say, hey, this is where potentially we have a conflict of interest and we can bring it up, have a robust conversation about it, and then we can obviously vote on it. So I advise you guys to take time, read through it, make edits to make it your document and make sure that it meets your guys' needs. And again, as Chris mentioned, if you guys have any questions, feel free to contact myself or Chris.
Thank you. And it'll be on the agenda for December.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. We'll do that, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody have questions or comments? Or have you thought about, will we still read something like we do with this new policy? Or?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Yeah, yeah. I can certainly update the formal document that we read at the beginning of the meetings to kind of more
comprehensive.
Yep. Yep. Correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Moving on, we do have, like I mentioned, one action item under the Division of Administration that I think all of you have a copy of a license list. Very near and dear to us, our South Dakota Habitat Conservation Foundation, that's gotten very, very active in their mission and strategic planning over the last number of months, is looking to acquire our 2018 small game license holders here very soon and use those contacts to disseminate some information to really start getting the information out on the mission of the foundation and where they see themselves going with their mission and vision and goals and those kind of things. So with the foundation being a nonprofit organization, they would fall under those nonprofit status for the license list, those nonprofit rules. So with that, Mr. Chairman, that's the one we have, and we can take any questions.
You need a motion, and you need approval. Somebody want to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion on the motion? Not all in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looks like now we've kind of gotten through some of those extra items, and I think we can probably revert right back into the list of items on the agenda with number 6 there on non-meandered waters.
Kevin.